This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is Monday. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. He's Richie the Jerk. And there is Ken. I'll tell you.
That's me.
Merritt is really upset with you, making me look that foolish. For those of you who did not hear the last, it's the fourth hour of the Good Day program. You're going to hear Richie just take advantage of me. It's really awful. Somebody who's a colleague and a friend to take advantage of me the way that you did. It was awful, awful.
You know,
awful.
And awful. I hear you.
Really?
I feel your pain.
I hear you.
In that, when you need technical support, you trust me to help you be able to figure out these things that you're just incapable of doing.
That's true.
And that's why every now and then we have to lighten it up and have a little fun by having you tap twice and blow on your iPad to make the text get bigger.
And it was so perfect. Just great.
All right, this weekend, there was an event in Manhattan. 100,000 people attended a climate change march and gathering, a rally, if you will. There were a number of these events around the globe over the weekend, and they were all put together to call attention to global warming because the United Nations is having a week-long summit on global warming and its impact. I wish somebody really, if we could get all the politics out of this, and all of the nonsense and the pejoratives and the foolish statements that people make, there is something to all of this. But because we're dealing with humans, and everybody has a different capacity to understand all of this.
It's become like religion.
It is a religion.
My religion is better than your religion.
Yeah, the EPA group, and all of them have jobs at the EPA, and they're making life for people on the farm, for example, miserable because they are so clueless. They just are, the whole thing is run amok because there's too much money that's been thrown at it because these people, again, are religionists. Your tax dollars are being spent to do things that are, I implore you to understand the issue. There is an issue. There's no question about the fact that there is an issue. But whether it's caused by humans or whether it's caused by the natural progression of things. And by the way, you could take that one step further. Because humans are part of the natural progression, and what humans do are part of the natural progression, then you could make an argument that what's going on is part of the natural way things are supposed to go. Whether you like it or not, if you slow things down and have an impact, there are minor things that can be done. And I use Los Angeles, which is my second home, as a perfect example of this. When I first started going to California 21 years ago, when you landed at LAX, you could see four levels. You could see the air, four different colors of smog.
You could chew it. It was really thick air.
When you land in Los Angeles now, you can't see it. You don't see it unless it's a real heavy day. Once in a while you see it. But for the most part, it's gone.
It might hold it in, but you're right. It's so much better than when
I
was growing up.
What does it cost the state of California? What does it cost? Is it worth, can you spend any amount of money and it'd be okay? I guess that's up to the taxpayer to figure out or render a decision. Some people think yes, some people think no. But there is example after example of that sort of thing happening. And then there are things like the storms that have come up on the West Coast this year. Why there instead of the East Coast? No, hurricanes might do anything this year again. On the East Coast, nah, no big deal. The predictions were dire.
I think Mexico would probably disagree with you.
What's that?
In Cabo?
Mexico,
hello, I said West Coast, East Coast. Listen once in a while, Mr. Thick Plug.
Every now and then I do listen to you with both.
Really?
Really?
Not today.
Not today,
no. You're too busy making fun of me.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. So anyway, I think this would be an interesting thing to watch during the week.
Is people's reactions to certain things. When it's the sky is falling, the sky is falling, I tend to just kind of tune you out and think you're a little kooky.
Me.
No, in
the
general.
Person in general,
people, right. When you come at me and you're reasonable and you have a conversation, I go, oh, that's interesting. You know, and I listen. And I think a lot of people are the same way. When they see, you know, some of the pictures from this rally this past weekend.
Silly. People look silly. They're crazy nuts.
They're dressed up in these weird costumes.
So let's just
I'm not going to listen to that.
Let's step ahead let's go one step more to a report that NASA released over the weekend. This was a 10-month overview of a trip that the NASA Maven spacecraft made to Mars. It is on the surface of Mars. It is set to slip into the orbit. The essence of what they're finding, I mean, the cutting to the chase here, is that there is reason to believe that Mars may have been very similar to the Earth at one point in time. And that is, there was thriving populations of whatever kind of beings, lots of water, the whole thing. So we've speculated on this, but the NASA research suggests that there's more than just speculation that perhaps enters into what's going on. So was there a group on Mars that was abusing the planet, and that's why it went the way it went? Or is it just a natural progression of things? You're never going to get an answer to that. You can have fun at rallies like Richie's talking about in Washington, but to find the answer,
not in this
lifetime. Never, never, never. Okay, so having said that, let's get to more mundane things, like the status of the National Football League. What's the latest in that department? What do you think of what Ray Lewis said over the weekend? What's Ray Rice up to now? What about all these other people that are up to their Mickey in trouble because they're just not particular? They're a subspecies of the human species. We'll find out from Ben Shields, who is a management consultant. We'll talk with him in a moment here on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at MemberSeptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Excuse me, 16 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I have Ben Shields with us. He's a lecturer in managerial communication at MIT. at the Sloan School of Management, well known around the country and around the world. He served as director of social media and marketing at ESPN, co-author of the book The Elusive Fan, has written a lot of articles and chapters on sports media and marketing. His latest book is called The Sports Strategist, and so he has some expertise. Going back to what was the focus this past week, Ben, the report claiming that at least two high-ranking employees of the Ravens were told by an Atlantic City police officer and Ray Rice's lawyer that the video existed, and so the essence goes to the heart of whether Goodell knew. What is the heart of the question here, I guess? I would like to know that from your background. What do you think the essence of all of this is? Where's Ben? Richie, do we have... We don't have Ben.
We do have Ben. Hey, Ben. Hold on 1 second.
All right. So if you haven't heard, Ray Lewis over the weekend was interviewed. He's pretty much a scumbucket, and he says this is, he's got his family is involved in all of this. The football players.
Not new to the scandals,
family.
Though, that's for sure.
What's that, Jen?
I said Ray Lewis, not new to those scandals in football, so I guess he'd be a good person to talk to.
Well, under the circumstances, what credibility do any of these people have? That's what I mean. You get tired of listening to all of this and wondering, what the heck is it that makes people support these teams? Why is it that football, there's such a fanatical support for football?
It's a family thing. You know, I think
family?
A lot of people grow...
I don't want my family to have anything to do with these people.
Let me explain. I think for them, it becomes a family thing. They become a piece of this extended family.
Hmm.
It's their group. It's what they grew up with. They had a shared experience with their dads watching these games. You know, people get personally involved.
Yeah.
They get tied in.
Hmm. All right, let's move on. Ben, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Okay. Hi. So I don't know if you heard all of the... I went on for quite a while talking about you and your background and asking you what the bottom line was here in terms of the state of the National Football League. Why does anybody at this point think there's anything good to the NFL?
Well, certainly the NFL has seen better days. And what we're seeing is that the business side of the game is now inextricably linked with the action on the field. And that wasn't always the case. Friday, the press conference for Roger Goodell was as scrutinized as the matchups on Sunday. And he really had an opportunity to do three things. One, to clearly state the problem and honestly assess the causes. Two, present solutions for short-term change and a long-term cultural change. And three, put in place at least some broad strokes of what accountability and follow-up might look like.
And he did none of those.
He did none of those.
Yeah.
And that's the big problem that the league office is facing right now.
So do they get rid of him and think that fixes it? That isn't going to fix the culture, right? You really can get rid of everybody unless you change the culture there, nothing's going to change.
That's exactly right, Ed. This is a long-term cultural change process, and it's not going to happen overnight, and it's going to take more than the commissioner. It's going to take the teams. It's going to take other league executives.
What about
the players?
What about the public, Ben, that supports this with their dollars? They spend these exorbitant amounts of money for seats, in the nosebleed section. It would seem to me that without the fans supporting a change, it's going to be the same old, same old. It's like politics, isn't it?
To some degree. I think that certainly in the short term, we are not seeing any softening in the league's revenues. The league makes money in a number of ways. Media rights deals, sponsorships, merchandise sales, ticket sales. And unfortunately, we're not seeing a ton of softening in revenue.
Amazing.
But this is a long-term game here.
Yeah. Hi. Ben, thank you. This is a focus that needs to... I think we need public discussion about this much more than we've had. Ben Shields from the MIT Sloan School of Management.
Have you ever known? noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Retrofitting of your brain, musically speaking now.
I said upside down, you're turning me, you're giving love instinctively, round and round, you're turning me.
I'm going to give you a few moments to sort of remember where you were, what you were doing during various weeks in your life. This song was number one during this week in 1980, Diana Ross and Upside Down. Now fast forward to this week in 2008 when David Cook had the time of his life with you. David Cook, I'm trying to remember, is he a contestant?
You're the American Idol guy.
Yeah,
not even the. Did he win? No.
No, he did not win.
He did win?
Who's the number one? Really? Huh, I didn't remember that name. All right, so we're going to go back and forth here just for quick hits on where you were when. Let's go to this week in 1973 when Marvin Gaye was getting it on. This is a great. God, this is great stuff. Let's get it on. All right, so from 73, we move to 1984. John Waite, number one, Missing You. That's good.
This was in a movie, wasn't it?
Yes. Which one? I don't remember.
Great track for a movie. Number one during this week in 1999 belonged to TLC. Jennifer will be all over this
one. Now we're talking.
Yeah. now we're singing. All right, then we're going to go back to this week in 1974. This was the last song I ever played on the air as a disc jockey.
It ruined your career?
Figure that out for yourself.
Andy Kim was a lot of DJ careers. I didn't know yours was one of them.
Rock Me Gently. Well, I don't know what it did, but it was Friday.
Baby.
And Saturday, nothing worked in the studio. I had to start talking, and that's when my talk career began. So, Andy Kim, thank you. Number one this week, 1974. All right, Lex, 1985. We go to this week in 85, Dire Straits. British group. Dire Straits. Money for nothing. Where were you during this week, 1985? Madonna's had hits over three decades. This goes to the middle of her music.
When she started to lose me around this time.
Yeah, number one during this week in 2000, Madonna's Music. Nothing much there for me either. Yeah, nothing. too early. I like your earlier stuff, actually. All right, here, this is a good one, Richie. Number one during this night, this week, 1979, My Sharona.
My Sharona.
The Knack. My Sharona. Let's round out our review of what was going on when with Whitney Houston's Didn't We Almost Have It All. Number one this week, 1987.
Didn't we almost have it all?
Such a waste. Listen to those pipes.
Drugs. All right. Our video of the day today comes from Conan O'Brien with a fake commercial aimed at the people who are complaining about U2's album that Apple put in everybody's iTunes account free. Let's listen to the audio. You got to watch the video, but this is kind of, the audio is good too.
Many Apple users weren't happy with our decision to give away U2's latest album, Songs of Innocence, as an automatic iTunes download. U2 is a band, I should add, that ranked number one in a poll taken by senior Apple executives last April at a Gulf of Spa retreat in Palm Springs, so we thought this was a no-brainer. But apparently, to today's youth, giving away a free album from one of the best bands of all time is like going to their house and taking
what they
a gigantic
see?
Crap on their doorstep. So we heard them loud and clear.
Right, so check out the video. It's funny.
That's really funny.
What the laugh is about what you can see and not hear. Our poll today, did you delete the new U2 album from your iTunes account? A, yes, and good riddance. B, not yet, but I'm thinking about it. C, no, I like it. D, I don't have an iTunes account. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's me. What's your say? Check out the video.
Twice and blow.
Video in the poll that Doug Steffen did. Yourself,
it's called the United States of Aging Survey.
It was designed to take the pulse of a range of Americans on issues affecting older adults.
Sandy Markwood, National Association of Area Agencies on Aging.
We also took a more detailed look in this year's survey about the needs of the most vulnerable seniors, those with low income, those who are socially isolated.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
When we delved into the health issue with low-income seniors, they said that they're less likely to set health goals for themselves.
And they're doing less to prepare for their senior years.
For socially isolated seniors, they were more pessimistic about their immediate future than seniors nationally. And they're also more concerned about needing help from community programs than seniors in general.
For more info on the United States of Aging Survey, check the link on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. It's a must-have for your home. Cedarside's original biting insect spray is 100% USDA bio-preferred organic pest control, made from all-natural cedar oil, and both kills and repels bugs. It's a contact killer, yet not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. Cedarside.com offers a whole suite of organic pest control products to kill and eradicate bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, and scorpions, to name a few. Cedarside.com products may be used in and around the home in mister systems, and they even have a direct injection system to create a pest barrier through your sprinkler system. To order, go to Cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. That's Cedarside.com or 800-842-1464. The only pest control you will ever need, and it's organic.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Things going well. Wave hi to everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Rich McMahon, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Sierra Leone has ordered its 6 million residents to stay in their homes for the next 3 days in order to fight Ebola. Think that'll work? Who knows whether it works?
3 days going to wait. About 3 months.
Well, there are, in Sierra Leone, there are only, I think, a bit fewer than 1,000 deaths. Well, you go across the Horn of Africa, and it's almost 3,000 people that have died. There are a lot of people that are exposed to this, a lot of people in jeopardy. Sooner or later, somebody in the World Health Organization has to be able to get to the leaders of these countries to tell them what it is. They're complicit, but they don't know they're complicit in what's going on, because the education there is so ignorant. You know, I was going back to, just for a second, if I may, to the event that I attended on Saturday night, my 50th reunion, and what it brought about. We were talking about what we got for an education in America when we were kids, and what the education in America now is like for children, and then comparing that to the education that most youngsters get once you get away from the United States and from Europe. To an extent, South America is pretty good. Now Asia is coming of age. But pretty much the whole continent of Africa, and I don't like to blanket stuff, but pretty much, unless you're in South Africa, Egypt to a lesser extent, but most of the other countries have a very poor, if non-existent, educational system that is a public trust. There are religions. The Catholics are big in this area, and they have a lot of schools, but the people who send their children to school at these Catholic schools have to pay for them to go, and nobody, unless you're really well off, has enough money. So the average person, the average family, and by the way, most people are unemployed, and I'm talking about 80-90% unemployment in these countries. There's nothing for them to do. So they live on some kind of government subsistence, that is, just eating.
There's no housing. I mean, they don't. The kind of thing that we are accustomed to here that the government provides for people, whether they deserve it or not. If you go to some of these areas, especially outside the main cities like Addis Ababa, Nairobi, these places over there, you can find some housing in the cities, and there's some evidence that, for example, the village that I went into that was a part of Nairobi, where 200,000 people lived in this squalor, but it was a contained facility, and there was some sort of organization to it, whereas people get one square meal a day, and they had, you know, some sort of like corrugated tin roofs for mothers with babies, so the baby wouldn't be exposed to the sun and or to the elements, but that's all they had for them. That was it. So the essence of what goes on there in terms of it, nobody knows anything about anything. They don't know anything about Ebola. They don't know how to count. They don't know. They can communicate with one another because they grow up around with communication skills, communication from their parents and siblings and people that are around them. But there's no formally. I mean, I don't think we can get our head around this box because we're so used to an education system that requires us to go from when we're 4 or 5 years old until we're 16 or 17 years old. There is none of that anywhere.
Which is why I don't worry about this here.
Yeah.
Because, A, we have an infrastructure smart enough to lock anybody down who's got this and keep it contained. Mm-hmm. B, we have everybody in this country pretty much is smart enough to know, hey, there's something wrong. Let me go to a doctor. And as soon as you get to that doctor, you're going to be contained.
I'm sort of bringing into this the discussion that we had with my cohorts, if you will, people that graduated with me with the 50th reunion. We were talking about, because a couple of our teachers were there, which I found to be the most fascinating. There was a guy named O'Brien, who we all had. Man, he looked like, we haven't seen him for 50 years. He looked like he looked when he was teaching. His hair is
really?
All
gray. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking, he was a civics teacher. And this is what started the whole conversation. You can't find civics being taught in public schools today. No place. He was a history and civics teacher who taught us how government worked from A to Z, talking about how local government worked and participating in it and how that affects the outcome, how the system worked and how services worked for municipalities, for the states, for the federal government. It was a thorough year-long course in understanding the workings of our system. It isn't taught anymore. And then we started talking about music and some of the teachers that we had and remembering fondly Marjorie Prescott, who was a piano teacher, but she was a music teacher. And we all learned how to sing in the seventh grade because of Marjorie Prescott. That's not being taught anymore. The phys ed teachers, we were talking about the physical side of what we need, especially as kids growing fast and a lot of energy, and what we did with it versus what they do with it today. They give you a pill if you got a lot of energy. When we were going to school, you had a lot of energy, you ran out in the playground, or you involved yourself in after-school sports because they were there. I wasn't any good at anything. I was good at track. That was it, in baseball. And I involved myself in track because it was a good thing for me to do. I didn't win anything. I wasn't the king of anything, but I liked, and it was good for me to participate in this sort of thing. No funding for it now, so it's gone. And so where does that leave us? At least we know more than the people in Africa who are trying to deal with Ebola. But what sort of thing is it that we are inculcating in our young people that are going to school and not learning anything and getting turned off by the system to the point where, what is it now? Almost 60% of the students in the LA system that go to public high school drop out. As soon as they can, they leave. And they become flippers or burgers or whatever else they do. Maybe some of them are smart enough to become...
Or many of them are forced into family businesses. My mom's got a lot of kids who go with their family gardening business or construction or whatever they do.
Yep, they go out and
they're
mow
forced
lawn.
In by their families, you know, more than even their own decision.
Right, because they don't want them to... They can't live at home, and not provide. They need to provide to help keep the family services going. It's that. That's what. And a lot of those are people who are illegal that would be her students. Frankly, it's a whole different cultural reality. So anyway, food for thought. 19 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color, double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread. One that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I think I've heard that before. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Doug Steffen, Jennifer, Kenny, and Richie, who's come up with an interesting thing at Ancestry.com about George Clooney and his connection to Abraham Lincoln. There's a new movie that's coming out, what is it, next month or sometime this fall about Lincoln. Is that true?
Yeah.
Another new
Lincoln. No, it was a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. Is this the one? Yeah.
Then that's the one.
All right. So what was the connection where the work that was done? Yeah, I thought there was a new movie because I didn't remember that Spielberg did that one. But now that I think about it, he did do it. Daniel Day-Lewis. That was a very good movie. Anyway, so that having been said,
whatever it is, Ancestry.com decided to dig into George Clooney's.
Did they dig into Clooney or to Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And then they connected it to George Clooney. And bottom line is he is a second cousin, five generations away from Abraham Lincoln.
A second presidential
cousin. Five generations away.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You have it right there in front of you.
Yeah,
it says it right there toward the bottom.
Right. Yeah, yeah. For the Abraham Lincoln, I'm looking actually. What I did was go further into it because there are a number. I've told you my Abraham Lincoln story about my grandmother's father. How Lincoln was the first case Lincoln ever tried was about my grandmother's father. I never told you that.
Oh
story,
no.
Right? Yeah, I did. Didn't I?
I don't remember that.
His name was William Dingey, D-I-N-G-E-Y, and he was Portuguese. And because the Portuguese who were immigrating to our country were black or very dark, there were many Portuguese who were thought to have been slaves. And Mr. Dingey lived in Springfield, Illinois, and Mr. Dingey was working in what was the equivalent of a hardware store in the 1850s, early 1850s, well, actually late 40s and somewhere in there, 48, 49, somewhere around, not important as to the time, except as to how it plays into the story that we're telling. And so Mr. Dingey was working in the hardware store, and the local constabulary came into the store and noticed that Mr. Dingey had been in town for a number of months and hadn't registered. Mr. Dingey said, "What do you mean, haven't registered?" Well, the hardware store owner, the thought was that he owned Mr. Dingey, and that's why he's working in the store. And then it became obvious because of the way he was socially interacting with members of the community, he wasn't a slave. But the sheriff, or whoever the local constabulary was, said he was, of course, a slave because he was black. So he said, "No, I'm not black. I'm Portuguese." And and the store owner said, no, he works for me. And the sheriff said, "No. He's black. He should be your slave." So the store owner said, "No, he's not my slave." And they went around for a week or so, and they finally arrested this guy, Dingey, and they put him in jail. And so the store owner, looking to find a lawyer who would represent Dingey because he knew that he wasn't a slave, found a lawyer who had just opened his, what do they call it, hanging a shingle, just opened his office in Springfield. And this was the first case that he ever went to court with. The lawyer's name was Abraham Lincoln. So he and he proved that Mr. Dingy was a Portuguese, wasn't a slave, but he took it on pro bono. He didn't get paid for it. Although the guy who ran the store felt he should have paid him, Lincoln wouldn't accept payment. He said this was, a matter of civil understanding or whatever it was. So that's where it started for Lincoln. And so anyway, but there are all kinds of things. To go back to what Richie's talking about, Ancestry.com is fascinating. Fascinating,
yeah,
fascinating.
I pay $100 a year to keep my account open.
Does it cost $100 a year? I didn't realize.
$100 a year.
Really?
And, every now and then you get into it and you spend a month or, 3 weeks or something like that playing with it, and then you get busy. And But it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
So if you're Lincoln enthusiast, you can go find out what the story was with him. But you find out your own story, just fascinating stuff. I find that the more we understand, to kind of go back to what we were talking about, civics and history and that sort of thing, the more you understand about your family, the more you understand about yourself. The more you understand about yourself, the better off you are. People who understand themselves become much more formidable members of society, I think. If you don't understand yourself,
it's cool to have your history. I mean, I just think it's fun.
Yeah. Well, as long as your history is good.
Yeah. All right, speaking
even
of history,
it's not, it's a story.
I have a long history going back 20-some years with Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who started working on my back when I first got to Southern California in the winter of 93-94. He's here because he does great research and has a feature that we call Between the Lines. Medically speaking, we have a story this week that will usually, the attentiveness, people pay a lot of attention to Bruce because he has a way authoritatively of telling the story, which he'll do for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi. All right, let's get to Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, Between the Lines, his website, by the way, which has a lot of this information that he carries with us through to you, 818newback.com. Find out about how you can get a new back, and you don't have to have a surgery. 818newback.com. All right, so Bruce, what do you have Between the Lines today?
Well, Doug, let's do a movie review today. Last week I was watching a movie called Brzezinski, Cancer Serious Business. It's a documentary about a Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski, who's an MD and also has a PhD in biochemistry. And it's free to see this. It's on YouTube, and the link is available on my blog, which is a tab on 818newback.com, where you can just go to YouTube and put in Brzezinski, Cancer Serious Business, and take a look at it. But basically, Dr. Brzezinski discovered a peptide back in the 1970s that was found in blood of healthy people but absent in cancer patients. He began to think that maybe this had some relationship to cancer, so he began to synthesize it and treat patients with it. He began FDA studies to demonstrate the effectiveness of this treatment. And then at a certain point, the wheels of commerce began turning against him, because he was in a position to upset a $1 trillion chemotherapy and radiation industry. And at that point, the FDA and the medical boards have been going after him ever since, trying to drag him into court. Time and time again, nothing ever develops as a result of that. The documentation in this video in this movie is supported.
It's fabulous. Brzezinski is fabulous. This YouTube video, if you could send it to me, we'll post it at DougStephan.com on our Facebook page and a Good Day as well, because it needs that kind of exposure. Thank you for reminding us again about this guy. 818newback.com. Check out the story. Thank you, Bruce Schanerhoff, for being on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It'd be good cover going with a woman. No one expects it. We could travel safer. What I'm saying is, if you want to go, I won't stop you. But the minute you start to whine or make a nuisance, I don't care where we are, I'm dumping you flat.
Don't sugarcoat it like that, kid. Tell her straight.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
You just keep thinking, Butch. That's what you're good at.
Seemed up too big for his.
Not a good movie, but a great
nothing
movie.
Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just hit.
I'll jump first.
Nope.
Then you jump first.
Oh, I said.
What's the matter with you? I can't swim. Why are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Remember that scene? That's one of the most memorable movie scenes. This is one of those movies you can watch over and over and over and over again and still find enjoyment in it. So B.J. Thomas brings us into Movie Moments with Movie Music. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the number one movie during this week in 1969. 45 years ago. What a great...
That'll slap you in the face.
Yeah, it sure does. All right, so let's get at the story of the day. Chuck Curry, as many of you hear me once in a while representing where he is, he's in the Poconos, and so he has something going on in his life that has nothing to do with movies, although there'll be a movie made of this. I'm guessing Eric Matthew Frine is in your sort of backyard, and the police have him surrounded. Is that it, Chucker?
Well, that's the latest I heard on, I just went on Facebook on Pocono Records, say that they have a positive ID and he refuses to surrender, which is good that they've ID'd him and found him, but it's really made the community here in the Poconos on edge.
A lot of people for the last few days constantly, that's all they talk about, and some scared to go out of the house.
Well, he's a guy who has grown up in that area, identified as a survivalist by some in the news media. He's a marksman. If you remember that movie that Mark Wahlberg was in, he's one of those. And he's got a beef against the government. And so that's what, I mean, he's obviously not, he hasn't filtered it well. But yeah, I can imagine that if somebody were like this, and if there was something going on like this in my neighborhood or anybody's neighborhood listening, you'd be a little on edge.
Yeah, you'd keep your eyes open for sure.
The interesting part is the school in Mount Pocono, which is 20 minutes from me, has been closed, including today, which makes four straight days. The question would be, if they didn't catch him, how long would they keep the schools closed? They even closed East Strasburg, which is only 5 minutes from my office on Friday. My daughter goes to Strasburg, so the high school wasn't closed, but she does joint flag football, and her practice was closed on Saturday because they want kids in the open field. So weird scenario.
The sniper in D.C. I mean, you would when you walked by the windows in your house, you would rush.
Careful.
When you got gas, you would be looking around. You didn't go to the store unless you were totally surrounded by, you know. So it's a weird feeling, Chucker, having some nut like this in the loose. But hopefully, they it looks like they've got him surrounded. So, and hopefully, he will not come out.
Vulnerable.
And he will fight it to the death.
They'll bump him off. They're right. Aiming to get him one way or another. All right, Chucker has a movie box office totals in 30 seconds here on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose to death.
All right, the discussion about Friends and the movie on the 20th anniversary of Friends, one wonders if there's anything to that. I think you've said over the years that Lisa Kudrow was the one who didn't want to do a movie, right?
She doesn't want to do. I haven't heard anything about a movie. A lot of people would like to see it revived as at least
a special television show,
but yeah. We'll see how it plays.
All right, what happened to the box office over the weekend?
The young adult adventure film The Maze Runner opened number one, a solid $32 million in business. Liam Neeson's A Walk Among the Tombstones played second, an okay $13 million. This is where I leave you with Tina Fey and Jason Bateman, also did an okay $12 million in business. Last week's number one dub, No Good Deed, $10.240 million. Pretty good considering we shot on a budget of just $13 million. And A Dolphin Tale 2 ran out the top five, $9 million, $27 million in 10 days. I went to see it Friday with my daughter. Very nice family film.
Yeah.
Had a smile on my face from beginning to end.
Yeah,
I
sweet.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I saw it too a couple weeks ago. It was didn't bring any children.
No zombies, Chuck?
No zombies for
no
a dog.
No zombies that day. No.
All right. And so those of you who were watching the beginning of the television season last week and this week, I saw two good shows last night. Madam Secretary was good. Good Wife is good. And good old The Voice returns today, this week, I guess.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.